What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, fresh for another Purple Project podcast episode. All things K-State, midweek, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State, your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate it here. Recording a little bit later than usual, but we're going to get it in because we're getting it all in here on this Wednesday edition. It's going to pop up real quick, make this a little bit shorter than it has been normal, but here, hopefully sometime today, me and Alex did record last night bonus coverage talking baseball. I'm not going to talk much about it because we talked about it a little bit on that bonus podcast, which it'll be up hopefully by this afternoon or evening, whatever I get around to it. I will get it. And then, of course, I recorded something on that bonus channel over the weekend. I'm going to put that up too. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast. You only get bonus content of the Purple Project podcast on Podbean, nowhere else. But the main channel will still get it rolling with daily episodes here, wherever you listen to your podcast, your favorite K-State podcast, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what the deal is there as well. So there is that, and I'm just going to go quickly here with the check-in on men's golf. As a continue that, I was looking at rowing, but I didn't see anything for women's case of women's rowing. I didn't see it because they were out at Tennessee hoping for something coming out of there, but didn't get it. But hopefully we'll get something out there soon. I know we're going to get a track and field at some point. I'm hoping to touch on that actually on Friday. That'll be the focus on Friday's episode there, track and field. We'll catch up there on that. Carla Bernat was in the news yesterday. We'll touch base on that tomorrow as well. But the men's team, as I'm getting the point email, the men's team, men's golf, still eighth place in the Big 12 championships after yesterday there. Yesterday, one under, par 287, was not good enough to move up. And they were somewhere around Baylor and several others, but not enough there. The Wildcats recorded one of only six under par rounds on a day. Well, they easily got that as they hold to a two-shot lead over a tie for ninth place between them, Texas Tech, and KU. Yeah, that was the other team I was talking about on yesterday's podcast. K-State is three shots shy of seventh place. BYU, can they get there? We'll see. Cooper Schultz still leads the Wildcats. Tie for ninth place overall with a 54-hole score so far in its Big 12 tournament of 2 under par, 214. Knockdown is second straight 2 under par. Back on yesterday, his day began with an eagle on par 4 first hole right off the bat. And birdies on 3 and 4, 6. But he had trouble in the middle rounds there, which brought him to an close to an even par of the day, if we can speak. Luke O'Neill had a solid round yesterday as well, a round of 70 there, as he knocked in 5 birdies there as well. And Luke O'Neill, plus 15 on the leaderboard. Now he sits tied for 49th at 9 over par there as well. And in others, JP Roller, 1 over on the day yesterday, 25th place overall now. Nicholas Mason, well, he is 10 spots ahead of Nicholas Mason overall, 35th after 2 over par 74 yesterday there as well. Alex Lindstrom, he enters today's final round, 55th place overall, 12 over there as well. So a lot of work to do there by these guys
on Thursday and Friday.
As Aaron Freeman tries to interrupt this podcast. Sorry, I was listening to him there before hopping on to this podcast. But as we mute him for a little while there. So that's kind of a quick update there. But since I don't have the bonus podcast up right now, K-State did take care of Omaha last night, 6-4, as JJ Slack got the win. As I remember, I read it yesterday, JJ Slack did get the win. Tyson Neighbors got saved, number 5 on the year. And now K-State, what do? You got to go on the road to play. Go down And me and a couple of friends of mine were just talking about the state of Texas before hopping on this podcast. You got to go back down there. Seems like everybody's been going back down there the last several weeks for whether it's Big 12 tournaments or whatever it is. You got to play TCU. And TCU is 8-13 in conference play. So, which is very strange because them and K-State, they have almost similar identical records overall. Which, if I'm right, K-State has one more win than TCU does. But in a loss column, they're almost pretty much even. So, this is going to be, again, TCU is known for being good in baseball. So, K-State has to go on the road and get something. This is going to be the start of a 4-game stretch, which that includes next week going to Lincoln and taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So, K-State, again, going to go on the road there in baseball. So, we'll see what happens on that front. And I mentioned Carla Burnett. I'm going to go ahead and just mention this briefly here, which there she is. She was selected yesterday to compete in the 2024 Palmer Cup. More on that on tomorrow's episode there. So I'm going to leave that as a little cliffhanger here on the podcast. I told you this was going to be a little shorter than usual, than it has been over the past several days. But we told you we're going to have to get it in. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily or whenever we have time to record K-State content. As well, I was glad I was able to get that in last night. So be on the lookout on Podbean. If you're not subscribed already, hop on over there. I will post both of those as soon as I can. Hopefully no later than tonight so I can get that out to you guys. So I'm not holding out you guys out. And while I'm working those in, I'll also work in older episodes from the 2023 fall semester on that particular channel. Again, well, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, make sure you, first off, subscribe to the main channel, the Purple Bunch of Podcast with the Purple Headset, again, wherever you get your podcasts, and then the bonus channel, only on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. You're only going to get the bonus content and, more than likely, the postcast this upcoming year on football on that channel. We will have guests on there, and we're probably going to have a guest on there, actually, pretty soon on there. As well, we got to work out the logistics first on that, but that's the plan. Also, possibly some bios on there as well as recruits, whether it's women's basketball, men's basketball, some sort. I want to do a little bit of player profiling on that as well, but those are some early thoughts on that. But again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, the number 3, that is, Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, possibly yes. You're only going to get it right there on that. We're going to continue to pitch that channel. So you guys, if you're wanting more content, definitely hop on over to the Podbean. You're only going to get it right there. That's going to wrap things up on this midweek edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Big thanks to Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. My co-host on the postcast on the bonus channel, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast. This week, Rose on. Go Cats.